Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Malazzo.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Hurrah for Friday Food Club. Las Iguanas serves flame-grilled Latin American dishes and shared plates in a contemporary chain dining room. They also do cocktails, and we are joined in the studio by Peter O'Donnell from Las Iguanas. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Of course, of course. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm really good. Thank you very much.
You were
much.
Telling us that you've got a 10-hour shift coming up today.
Yeah. So I'm doing a 12 till 10. I think it's Friday, so they're going to need me on.
Yeah. It must be dreadful. It must be great. But I went in midweek. And it was busy then, so I'm kind of figuring Friday night.
Friday is always very busy, but with our group of cocktail makers, we just get stuck in, and it's really good fun, especially when they get the DJ in. We have him on Fridays and Saturdays, and he just makes the atmosphere so much nicer to work in.
And how many of you are there? You say you have a little team of cocktail makers.
Yes, we do. So I think we've got about 6 bartenders on at the moment. We've got a couple more starting this week as well. So we all share the load. We all help each other out.
When I came in, you had this little cocktail station, for want of a better description, of calling it, where you were sort of perched behind. Do you always get people to have a go if they want to themselves? Or is that just a...
So for the most part, I use the mobile bar for our masterclasses. So people book in. So about 10 to 15 people sometimes. They book in, usually hen do's, and essentially I just make some cocktails with them. We have a bit of a race, a bit of fun. When we had the press night on, we were like, oh, let's get some people in to make some kipes, give them like a little experience of what we usually do. So it's something that we usually do on a Friday and a Saturday. During the week, not too many people book them, but I'm always available to do the masterclasses if people want to book them.
And by masterclass, what are you teaching people?
So I usually split up into a couple of rounds. So I like to show people how to make strawberry daiquiris. People can choose if they want, but I always like to say, you know, try what I want you to try, because you need to have a taste. You need to see, because I'm very passionate about cocktails, so I want people to try the things that I like, so that they can now experience that and then take that home with them.
I guess it can't be too complex, can it? Because if you mess it up.
No. Cocktails are very simple to make. They can take a little bit of time sometimes, depending on the cocktail you make, but it's easy to remember. Once you know how to do one, you know how to do them all.
Okay. Well, what are the most popular cocktails these days?
So, porn star martinis will always be... the most popular. Everybody drinks a porn star martini.
What's in the porn star martini?
So usually it's vodka, vanilla, apricot, and then you have some passion fruit and some pineapple in there. But we like to make ours a bit more Latin, so we use Sailor Jerry's rum instead, just to change it up a little bit. Mm-hmm. I prefer the taste. But as long as you've got your vanilla, your passion fruit, your apricot and your pineapple, it usually all sort of blends together quite well, so it doesn't, the spirit you put in it isn't incredibly important.
And I was gonna say, because at first that sounds quite sweet, so you've got vanilla and what was the other one that you said?
The apricot.
Yeah, but then it balances out a little bit, I guess, with the citrusy pineapple, and that's the thing where you do try to make it at home and you kind of mess it up a little, because it's like cooking, really. It's quite difficult to balance those flavours.
Yeah, all cocktails need to have like a balance of tastes. So you need to have what they call the four elements of a cocktail. So you need to have the strong, the weak, and that's in reference to liquor. Then you've got the sour, which needs to be a bit more than the sweet, because sweetness can be quite it can essentially kill the drink if it's too sweet. You won't be able to taste it. There is a fifth element called umami. It's a Japanese word, which means savoury. And that's in reference more to the feel of the cocktail. So, you know, in a cocktail like a pisco sour...
Oh, I love a pisco sour.
Egg whites, traditionally. Yep. We use aquafaba, which is a vegan alternative, because we just like to expand who we like to serve. Everyone can come in and have a cocktail, and it's not that important. You don't taste the egg whites as much as you feel them, so aquafaba actually works really well there. And it lasts longer. It's just a better choice to make, I think.
So if everyone's favorite kind of cocktail at the moment is the porn star martini, which one has completely like fallen out of favor, or/ do you guys just hate making?
Oh God!
He says, "Hey, ever be?" I ask him to make one, wouldn't I?
There's a couple. We do like trying out new things. I wouldn't say anything that doesn't particularly sell very well. People don't really like. We don't keep on for too long. We did have a cocktail I wasn't a massive fan of called the Brazilian Brew, which added some beer into the cocktail as well. And to me, that's a really big no-no. You can't have beer in a cocktail. It just doesn't taste very nice at all. So I think we got rid of that. When the new menu came out, just because not enough people were enjoying them. And then when people were having them, they were like, oh, this isn't very nice. So we were just like, let's just find something a bit nicer for people to have.
Yeah, I've always found when I go to a cocktail bar, which I regularly do, I always just stick to the classics because the classics are there for a really good reason. Yeah.
The
Negroni, for example, that's like celebrating its 100-year birthday.
Indeed.
It's been around for 100 years because it's a great drink. Don't touch it. So when I see the cocktails which have a bit of beer in it for no good reason, I will always avoid those ones. I guess that's what everyone looks for in a cocktail, really.
I mean, I'd say always try something new.
Yeah.
A good thing about Las Guanas, we have a hot list, and every month they sort of give us a theme. So this month is now Malibu. So last month they let everybody submit their own cocktail.
Yeah.
So there'll be like one option on the hot list that will say it's been made by so-and-so in Las Iguanas, Aberdeen or something like that. And they're always really nice because we send it through to our head office, and obviously they are very big on the cocktail, so they actually make it themselves, try it, and then decide what they think
that's
is the best.
It's kind of, you go into, say, Heifers, and they'll have little notes about what all the staff in the bookshop are reading. And it's kind of like the cocktail equivalent almost, isn't it? is it possible, we were chatting before you came in, can you tell the kind of cocktail that somebody might be about to order just by looking at them?
Yes, absolutely.
Can you? Oh my God, this is
absolutely
great. Go on.
So big groups of students will almost always have pictures.
Yeah.
You can see them because they're great deals. You get six worth in two pictures, and it's on the 2-for-1 deal, so everybody goes for it. So it's usually Mango Collins Long Island Iced Tea.
Because the Long Island Iced Tea's got everything in it. Yeah, we know that one.
They are both essentially very strong cocktails. Mango Collins is actually the strongest, one of the strongest ones we have in terms of alcohol to sort of mix a ratio.
Mm.
And it's also very simple. Everybody loves it. It's literally just absolute mango, triple sec, mango juice and orange juice.
Right.
That's all that's in it. It's very simple, but everybody drinks it. So, you can sort of tell the type of people. If someone comes in a suit and tie, I always say try and recommend them something like particularly nice because they want to have a nice cocktail evening. They're not here just because they're students.
Yeah.
They're here to enjoy something. So if you want to make them an old-fashioned or something, I'd say go for that one.
Yeah. What would Julian's favourite cocktail be just by looking at him?
Oh, God, that is a difficult one. To be honest, I think we enjoyed the caipirinhas when we made them.
We did, yes.
Those were really nice. I'd think you might go for something a bit more classic, like maybe a margarita.
Yeah, that's a possible. A margarita or basically anything gin-based is normally, rum is rum, but not too sweet.
Mm.
You know, I've had some punches in sort of the Caribbean and places like that. That's far too sweet for me. But you get one which is a little bit softer. Then much more enjoyable. And how about my friend Miss Milazzo over here? What would she be heading for?
Well, she's already told me she likes.
Yeah, you've got to give the game away a little bit, hasn't she?
But no, if you like a Negroni, there's lots of different stuff you can try. A Negroni can be a little bit bitter sometimes, which is why I don't particularly go for it. I do try it, but once I have a bit more than a mouthful, suddenly I'm like, oh, I need to drink something else to get the sort of aftertaste out of it. I think you might like if you came in and had like a Jim Pomelo, which is a really nice cocktail we've got on at the moment. It's actually on the lowest price band, which is quite funny. All of my favourite cocktails are on the lowest price band. So it's Beefeater Gin, Maraschino, which is a sour cherry liqueur. Really nice stuff. Grapefruit syrup, which is a bit of grapefruit juice and some sugar. And then it's just soda, and it's a very simple but it's really, really nice.
Yeah, bit of bitter, but nice and clean.
Mm.
That's my kind of cocktail.
We normally ask our Friday Food Club guests as to what they're going to be cooking this weekend. But I kind of figure we should possibly ask you what cocktail you'd be making for yourself.
For myself, oh, it's the Caipirinha every single time. It's my favourite cocktail, which is why when Julian came in, I had a little Caip stand, because it is, it's our signature cocktail, and in my opinion, it's the best cocktail we make. We have our own cachaça. It's amazing. It's called Magnifica. You can only get it in Las Iguanas. Hmm. We've got our own cachaçerie just outside of Rio de Janeiro. And they send one team out a year, every year, to go have a look, see how it's going. So we're very involved in this.
Wow.
So when they approached me and were like, do you want to do the Caip stand? I was like, yes, absolutely.
Well, well, good luck with your shift today, Peter.
Yeah,
ten hours. a little break, hopefully, beforehand. But, yeah.
Well, I'll pop in when you're a bit quieter, maybe on a Wednesday afternoon.
Please do.
Peter O'Donnell from Las Iguanas on the square. It's Quayside, isn't
Quayside.
It? I was going to get
indeed.
By the river.
By the river.
Beautiful.
Very nice. Get the right table. You can have a little nose at people punting on the on the way by. Peter, thanks very much indeed. Quarter to nine now.
Across the city and South Cambridgeshire.
Cambridge 105 Radio.